of the hour, another broadcast hour on the Good Day program. My end of it from Jerusalem, and Uri Geller is joining up. We have Jennifer with us in Los Angeles. Richie's out today because his family is all very sick, and he is as well. That kind of stuff happens as you get close to, I think, in the fall as we go into winter. When you come out of winter and go into spring, a lot of people come down with
things. Tis the season.
They don't have their probiotics in order, Jennifer. That's their problem.
I know. I take mine all day long.
All day long, really?
Well, maybe not all day long, but every day. How's that?
All day long. Today is a day for you to take another chance. You know what you are. You know what you would like. Are you ready for today? Are you ready for tomorrow? Uri Geller is here. He always uses his imagination and helps you look at things that you can have in your life if you use your head intelligently, if you use your mind well, if you have wishes and hopes. And then you can project them and come up with something, but you got to try. It isn't going to come to you unless you work at it. Work on your dreams, work on your ideas, things to do. It's the old business about things to do, people to see, places to go. Uri, what are you doing? What's all that noise that I hear in the background? What are you doing?
Hey, Bucky, can you hear me clearly?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. I heard lots of hooting, binging, banging. Where are you?
You know, there is a very big kind of, what can I tell you, a gadget on the market now. It's called Mushy Mushy. And what it is a telephone receiver. You know the old black ones, the backlight ones? It's the handset I'm talking about. So they're selling it now in a kind of a thick, strong, tough rubber form. And you can stick it into any BlackBerry, any iPhone. Do you know what
really?
I'm talking about?
Vaguely, I know. I defer to Jennifer on this, who might be a little closer to it. You love gadgetry. I'm not much on it, but you know between... I don't know that you're so great on it. I think Shippy, your brother-in-law, is pretty good at it, and I think that's why you learn how to use it. I don't... You know, I do have a vague idea what you're talking about, though. Yes.
Well, I'm going to take a picture of me. I'm in a car in the middle of London. I'm actually next to the Old Bailey. If you didn't know what that is, that's where...
Yep, yeah, it's a great performance center. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. No, the Old Bailey is where...
Oh, the Old Bailey is the lawyers. Right, it's the court. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a high court.
I'm thinking of the... what's the round... what's the old... The round...
the White Hall.
Yeah, Whitehall. That was the one thing.
Anyhow, the Old Bailey is the High Court of England. All the big crime, the courts are taking place in the Old Bailey. But nevertheless, I am holding this receiver, the handset, and I'll take a picture and I'll email it to you in a moment. But tell me, did I hear you say that you're in Jerusalem?
Well, remember I told you last week that I was coming to Israel this week, and I was thinking as you were talking, what a wonderful world we live in. The technology of me being able to broadcast from a studio in Jerusalem and get you on the phone in your car in London through our facility in Washington for people all around the country to hear on radio stations and people who are listening in Israel or in England on DougStephan.com can hear the conversation. It's really a marvelous world when it comes down to understanding how well and how easily we can now communicate, isn't it?
Absolutely, but I'll tell you what, with all this marvelous world of communication and high gadgetry and sophistication, can you explain me how does a secret, top secret drone land in Iran, giving them all this amazing, amazing proof of secret gadgetry? Tell me, explain me that.
I cannot explain it. We have a lot of incompetence in America, unfortunately. And you know how these things run. There are three bases in America. One of them is Tampa. The other one is in Kansas, I believe. And the third one, if I'm not mistaken, is either in Texas or Colorado, where these kids basically with joysticks are running these drones. And the drones are... Remember when I landed... I think I told the story. I know I told you, but I told the story on the air. When we landed in Kuwait on our way to Iraq a couple of years ago, landing in one of those Air Force transport planes. We had the woman that was flying the plane, the Air Force captain, whose first name was Susan. I don't remember the rest of her name, but she was dodging these lines on the screen. And the cockpit, I was up in the cockpit with Tony Orlando and a couple of other people. We were watching this, and we were sort of sliding around because we weren't buckled in. And I said, what the heck's going on? And she said, you see all those lines on the screen? And I said, yeah. She said, those are all the drones that are flying over Baghdad. We have to dodge them because they only have 35% peripheral vision. So, and they were being run by people, the drones that were over Baghdad were being operated by soldiers who were back in Tampa. And, you know, you think about how mind-boggling that is. So the technology, there's an explanation, whether it's the right explanation or not. The technology, the way these things are run, there is certainly room for a problem like this to happen.
Well, there's no doubt that some heads are going to roll in Washington because we delivered them on a silver plate a massive, massive Aladdin's cave of technology and secret material that took America to develop many, many years. And now they're holding this information and the know-how, which will no doubt please the Russians and God knows maybe even the Chinese. I mean, I'm furious.
This goes back, Uri. There have been elapsed. We've had problems over the years. Remember when the boat was captured by the North Koreans, and then the Chinese got a hold of a helicopter that crashed someplace in a country where I think it was a Middle Eastern country. I can't remember where it was. As a matter of fact, the most recent example of that now was when we went in to get bin Laden. One of the helicopters, they used two secret helicopters, and one of them crashed, and the Chinese were brought in by the Pakistanis to clear up the mess and take all of the remains back to China so that they could,
you know. Doug, Washington admitted, as you know, that the tail of that helicopter is dwarfed by this drone landing in Iran. And what is just simply amazing is that it landed. It wasn't shot down. And I question the ability of these youngsters who are joysticking somewhere in Tampa or in Virginia, wherever they are, in Texas, how come these drones don't have a self-destruction component in them to blow them up before they're delivered to the enemy?
Well, that's another good question. We have a lot of malfeasance. You know, we spend $660 billion on defense in our country. There's a lot of waste, fraud, corruption, abuse, a lot of mismanagement. You know the story. It happens everywhere when government's involved. So, heads should roll. This is a problem that, everybody's wondering now what secrets Iran can learn from this U.S. drone. We look foolish. Foolish.
Yeah. Dougie, if I may urge you to go down to the Wailing Wall and, put a little prayer in the Wailing Wall and feel the spirituality of the around you, absorb all the very powerful energy. I hope you'll walk down Via de la Rosa where Jesus walked himself. Will you have time for all this?
Well, you know, when I was here, this is my fourth trip to Israel, and each time that I've come, I've been into the walled city and had different experiences in different places in the walled city. I have been to the Wailing Wall a couple of times. It is an extraordinary, everything that the closer you get to the walled city, there's a feeling. Jerusalem itself is a modern city. There's lots of hubbub. This morning, I was in the market in Jerusalem. There's a picture, as a matter of fact, of me standing in front of a bunch of squash and cabbage, I think, and carrots at DougStephan.com. And the fact that people go there and have their daily produce, they shop for all of their food there. It's an interesting experience that one could have here and around other areas in the Near East and the Middle East. But I just found it interesting to walk down, see all of, I mean, everything you could imagine. I'm sure you've walked down that corridor many times, because I know you, from being from Israel, you're very familiar. As many times as you've been here, you get the sense of what the people in this city are all about. And Seeing the fresh fruits and vegetables there, and the fish and the meat and the way people buy, it's an extraordinary experience, frankly. I found it fascinating.
Yeah. Dougie, I'll tell you what. Why don't you do this for all of us, for all your listeners? You know, I mean, you've got tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people. Holidays are coming up. Jerusalem, Bethlehem, where Jesus was born. Do go down to the Wailing Wall, maybe later today, and put a prayer for all of us, for the world, for world peace. And think of everyone that is listening to you every day, day in, day out. I think it would be a great, great idea to do. Will you do that for us?
I will do that during, it may not be today, but sometime during the week, I'll go over there with some of the colleagues that are here with me. That's a great idea. We certainly need more people. Thoughts are things, and the more people who think about peace, the more people who are focused on peace, the better it will be. So I wish you well. I'm glad we were able to catch up today. I wish you were here with me, actually. I want to, next day, but somehow or other, I've got to get you to come here with me when I come sometimes, because I think it'd be fun to go back to your youth and some of your haunts that are around here so that we could tell those stories as well. Check out Uri's website.
When you go to the Wailing Wall, make sure you take lots of pictures and put some up on your website.
I will. I'll do that. All right, Uri. Thanks.
Okay.
Uri Geller, check out his website, URIGELLER, urigeller.com. DougStefan.com, good place to go visit. You'll see some of the pictures of the things we're experiencing here in Israel. It's 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apples Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
It's the Toys R Us 50% off sale, and it's one day only, this Wednesday, 7 a.m. to midnight. Get our lowest prices of the season, like 50% off top toys from Barbie, Fisher-Price, Star Wars, and more. And earn 10% back with Rewards R Us, our biggest loyalty offer ever. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Exclusions apply. Store hours may vary. Rewards offer valid through 12/24. Visit Toys R Us for details.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers of Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3, one of the new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
Doug Steffen, helping to make your day better, organized better, perhaps. 21 after the hour on Good Day. Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree spray, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Hello.
Hello.
Ding 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 ding
What is that?
Ding 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 ding.
Dinger alert going off.
Do you take any prescribed medication, sir?
Ding 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 ding.
Do you take any other kind of medication?
Ding 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 ding.
Hello.
Past the hour, John Cougar Mellencamp promised 24,000 people at a New York City concert that he would refund their ticket prices. It was a power outage that caused an interruption during his performance. And so, you can imagine 24,000 people sitting there. Where is everybody? I want to listen. I want to have the music. The show did not go on, so they all got their 1750 back again. This day, 1985. Imagine going to a concert today for 1750.
I know. I was going to say $1,750, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, exactly. Okay, our 2020 news quiz question. I started this last hour, and then I got off, as is the case oftentimes when I'm in a place like this doing a remote broadcast, and certainly in a country like Israel, there was so much going on yesterday and today so far that I didn't go back to. So I'm going to repeat this question, go back to the 2020 news quiz. This is sort of a pop quiz question. On this date in 1929, the American League for Physical Culture was organized in New York. What is another name for the ALPC? The American League for Physical Culture exists today, but it's known by a different name. And so what is the name? It is perhaps not politically correct, the name today. This name more politically correct than the name they go by these days.
Hmm.
The American League for Physical Culture. Swell Doug Steffen prize, a Christmas present, if you will. For those who can figure this out, first one on the air, it's an organization that is controversial, let's put it that way. American League for Physical Culture. What is another name for that group organized this day, 1929? It isn't often. Yesterday I toyed with this idea, and then I decided, because it was my first day in Israel, that I would not go down the path of asking you about your feelings, your comments on the loss of this drone. But since Uri brought it up a few minutes ago, it makes it relative, and maybe we'll spend a few minutes on this. There are all kinds of speculations. There's all kinds of knowledge. There are people who are wondering how in the world this could happen, more malfeasance. There is nothing about technology that's perfect. We all know that. But to have the Iranians, of all people, get a hold of one of these drones. And this isn't just an everyday ordinary drone, Jennifer. This is one of the new, this is one of the most sophisticated. This has the new, the newest of stealth technology, the newest of everything inside it. So you know as well as I do that the Koreans, the North Koreans, the Chinese, people who are not our friends are going to be all over this thing and they're going to take it apart. Figure out how it is that our stealth technology works. You know, find out how all of the... I mean, nobody else has this kind of sophisticated technology. And the fact that we were so careless with it, I don't even care what the reason is. Why is it flying any place near Iran? So that the possibility... Do any of these people have any common sense? This is another one of these things where our blood pressure goes through the roof. And it has not to do with anything other than management... And why it is, if the, if you can't control these things well enough to not have them land in a place like Iran, you got no business running them. Any comments? 800-510-8255. 28 after on Good Day.
Dr. Travis Stork, ER physician and co-host of The Doctors, is educating people on the link between cholesterol and heart health and how diet and exercise may help.
A lot of us are walking around with high cholesterol and we don't even know it. We're making 200 plus health related decisions every day, and many of those do affect our heart health, our cholesterol levels. So there are some things we can do. Oats have something called beta-glucan. That's a soluble fiber that when it gets in your gut, it forms a gel-like substance that almost acts like a sponge when it comes to cholesterol and helps you eliminate it naturally. So whether it's a bowl of oatmeal or a bowl of whole grain oat cereal like Cheerios, you can help improve your cholesterol profile.
3 grams of soluble fiber daily from whole grain oat foods and a diet low in saturated fat and cholesterol may reduce the risk of heart disease. Cheerios has 1 gram per serving. To learn more about heart health and how Cheerios cereal may help lower cholesterol, visit Cheerios.com.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on elfyourself.com. But Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Gifts for less than Office Max. Like the Toshiba Satellite Laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly. Knowledgeable staff standing by. Stop in now!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
Don't delay. Prices good through 12/10.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on elfyourself.com. But Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Gifts for less than Office Max. Like the Toshiba Satellite Laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly. Knowledgeable staff standing by. Stop in now!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
It ain't revolution.
Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Why don't want Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
After the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. I'm in Israel. Jennifer's in California. Richie is sick today. Roberta has gone on to manage her multiple businesses. So here we are working through the information, the news of the day, the things that I'm, I don't think confronting is the best way of putting it, but that I'm experiencing in Israel, an important part of conversation. However, I don't think we ought to leave this drone story in the mist. For those of you, I mean, everybody must know this at this point in time. Yesterday, or I guess it was late Sunday. Somehow or other, the Iranians got a hold of, they say they shot it down. Doesn't look like they shot it down. Looks like the plane landed. You know, the Iranians share a border with Afghanistan, and we got these drones all over the place over Afghanistan, and it is conceivable. I'm just pulling this out of my head now. I don't know enough about it. It's very depressing, though, to have this circumstance present itself. And you wonder, it's easy to ask the question, why? And maybe it ought to be easy for us to ask the question, why? This is very expensive hardware. Why is it that we're in a position that this stuff can be it's vulnerable, bring the thing down. Now they can take it apart, see everything there is to see about this very sophisticated, expensive technology. It's just bloody ridiculous. Anthony calls from Lewiston, Idaho to Good Day. All right, Anthony, what do you know? What are your feelings about this? What secrets do you think are in jeopardy?
Well, I do know this. Just to say that I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but with a little bit of common sense tells me that, you know, we're only told what the government wants us to know. There's a lot of things that we'll never be told. There's just things that we shouldn't know. And last night, CNN had reported that the drone actually had self-destructive devices on it, and that they weren't sure or not if those were discharged because everything about the drone was classified information. So I just kind of believe that what we know we're limited to, and we got to keep that in mind. You can kind of tell what we do with a little bit of information when we hear about the drone. We kind of blow it. You know, we blow it up, and granted, it is top security. It is something that we don't want to get out, and I can understand our concern, but we also got to keep in perspective. We need to keep from blowing this thing bigger than it is.
Under the circumstances, I know that they had self-destruct mechanisms in them. So is there no way that we can, you're right, they are going to tell us what and that's wrong. In a democracy, we ought to know these things. There's nothing about this that is, if we don't know it, it's going to harm anybody, especially if it's been disposed of. It's been, if it was able to self-destruct, that's something we ought to know. So a lot of people will rest easy and not be so critical of the government. If I knew for sure that it's self-destructed, I probably wouldn't take the same approach as I'm taking right now, asking how the heck they got their hands on this thing and what they can learn from it. If we knew that it had self-destructed, and that's what you're saying, we don't know that. We've heard maybe, but we don't know it for sure. Is that right?
Yeah, right. And I agree with you, you know, 100%. You know, I think we should know everything. You know, there, I don't think we should keep secrets out. Especially if we, you know, we the people belong to this country, not by one man or one government. But the truth of the story is that's just the way they keep it. You know, we're limited to information that we give and or that we're given, and there's just things that we're not going to know. And you know, I don't know why they wouldn't tell us a little more about what's going on, because they do understand that, you know, this could cause panic. I don't know if the suspense keeps our mind off of something else. I don't know if the suspense just kind of creates a little bit of headline for them, and you know, and shows maybe for a political reason that this office that's running currently is going to be needed later. I don't understand their motives. I don't understand their motives of why they would release the information anyway, considering there's nothing that people can do about it. You know,
right. All right. Good questions. We need more questions answered, but you have an intelligent perspective on it. I'm glad you called with your thoughts, Anthony. Thank you. 800-510-8255. I'm going to just leave this on the table because it needs to sort of settle in, even though we've all had 24 hours or so to think about it. There are lots of questions, and answers ought to be forthcoming. Mm-hmm. We don't do a good job, or this administrator, the government doesn't in general.
When you have Iran saying that they have it and that it's fine and intact and that they're going to take information from it, you know, you just don't know what they really have.
Well, if it has a self-destruct mechanism and it was self-destructed, then they don't have it, and we ought to know that. If the, but the proof be there, but if they don't have, if they haven't been able to use that, Jennifer, then there are a lot of questions about that that need to be answered, it seems to me. Well, speaking of questions and answers, in a moment we're going to meet Kirsten Lindman. I'm very happy to have thrown in for the holiday season with the Veterans Research Corporation. We'll find out how these organizations are helping the veterans. There's a lot of foundation money that's needed, medical research for veterans, pretty important stuff. So we'll talk about that and how it applies to you, especially this holiday season. Just a moment here on Good Day.
It's the Toys R Us 50% off sale, and it's one day only. This Wednesday, 7 a.m. to midnight. Get our lowest prices of the season, like 50% off top toys from Barbie, Fisher-Price, Star Wars, and more. And earn 10% back with Rewards R Us, our biggest loyalty offer ever. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Exclusions apply. Store hours may vary. Rewards offer valid through 12/24. Visit Toys R Us for details.
So, you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now, you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
Outgrow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
It is time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap. Every water you'll enjoy. Call 1-800-WATERBOY.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
I drank Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard.
With all those B&C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergency. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy fruity flavors you'll love. All to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Emergency. Feel the good.
20 before the hour on the Good Day program, Jennifer and I now have with us Kirsten Lyman, who is with the Veterans Research Corporation. They started in 2008. I never liked that, 2008. It always sounded better, Jennifer, to me than 2008. Anyway, the CEO is Kirsten. The Veterans Medical Research Foundation adds to what form of research? What are you working on specifically, Kirsten?
Good morning. Yeah, we are focusing on research for veterans, medical research, that is, and our research pertains to whatever disease veterans might present with, and it's a broad array from mental health to basic science, covering all kinds of diseases. We have a strong line of research in infectious diseases, cardiology, metabolic diseases. So it's just like any other medical research institute, except ours is very much focused on our veterans.
Why do you have to do this and not the federal government?
That is the key question, isn't it? The federal government is doing this. The VA has its own what is called an intramural research program, but their primary goal, of course, is to provide patient care to our veterans, and that is the focus of them. They do research and education as well, but there's always more that our researchers want to find out and more ways to help our veterans, and that is where we fill in as well. And I think you and your listeners know that the federal money is not as available as it was maybe 5 or 10 years ago, and we are needed more than ever.
Well, it's not available because we have a horribly mismanaged government. This is ridiculous. The fact that you've taken on this job is immensely important. The fact that we have all of this other money being used to do all kinds of things. We have a $60 billion budget for the Defense Department, and we can't take care of the veterans who are in uniform that come back from theaters of war with post-traumatic stress disorders, mental health problems, physical problems. You talked about infectious diseases. So why is it different? Veterans and their unique, some of the things that they suffer from are unique and some of them are not. So how do you decide where you're going to spend the money that you raise for this research?
It's very much needs-based, and we are also very interested in the quality of research. You know, you can look into whatever you want, but your question is who decides what is meritorious and where can we make a difference? And the way how it typically works is once we have a certain amount of donations available, I send out a request to our entire community of researchers, which is over 100 super high educated, extremely smart and dedicated physician researchers mostly, and they submit their ideas, and then we have a review committee, and they then pick the most interesting idea that there is.
Yeah.
So we do that to make sure that nobody gets the pet project funded.
All right. So what have you in the last 3 years, because this is your third anniversary, what have you done at the Veterans Medical Research Foundation to show results for things? This is the way I want to encourage people. We've put together a deal with the Food Supply Depot so that when people buy some of the food, the emergency food supply, part of the money that comes from their buying the food from Food Supply Depot is going to go to help veterans research. And I want to know sort of from you what people are likely to get in terms of satisfaction for putting the money in. What's an example of previous donations being used to find a successful culmination for a problem that veterans have?
Just last weekend, last Friday, we had a kickoff meeting that initiated formally a study that is funded solely by donation funds. And in that study, the funds for that also came from a partnership with with a major manufacturer, WD-40 in this case, and we are using this money to find out what makes veterans perform well in school or not. How can you determine and influence positively the performance, the success of veterans in graduate schools? And why that may seem not that medical research related, what we think we will find is that there are medical underlying issues that contribute to the level of success that our veteran students will accomplish.
All right, and so WD-40 is sponsoring that. They've given you a grant for use in this area.
That is correct.
Okay, so now let's just, in 30 seconds or so, I want to underscore with people what you've heard me talking about this week is this the need that you all have, most of you need in some way or another to protect yourself with food for emergencies. And because I like this food supply depot approach, and because they and I believe in what you are doing, Kirsten, we're going to donate some of the money that comes in when people buy their food supply from Food Supply Depot. Some of the money is going to go to medical research at your website. They can find out more information, veteransresearchcorporation.org. That's veteransresearchcorporation.org. If you want to see where your money can go to help out in this research need, and that's what there really is, a great need. It's sad that we don't have the government well run enough so that the money is coming from the government to research these things. But in place of that, the Veterans Research Corporation is taking on the project, and some of the money, when you buy Food Supply Depot foodstuffs, will come from them, actually from you, to veteransresearchcorporation.org. So check that out on the web. And Kirsten, thank you for your work. Maybe we'll talk again during the course of the Christmas season as to the benefits of this research. Kirsten Lyam from Veterans Research Corporation here on Good Day.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on ElfYourself.com. But Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Just for less than Office Max. Like the Toshiba Satellite Laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly. Knowledgeable staff standing by. Stop in now!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
Don't delay. Price is good through 12/10.
All right, the address again, let me give you the website for this organization, veteransresearchcorporation.org. If you want to go to dougstefan.com, or you can go online to foodsupplydepot.com/Doug Steffen, buy this emergency food supply, and a certain portion of the money that you pay will go to this research.
Yeah.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, you stand in woodland beauty. You are as green as winter snow.
Winter snow.
Winter snow, as in summer's brightest glow. Oh Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, you stand in woodland beauty.
It's one of those movies that's James Gandolfini and Ben Affleck from Surviving Christmas, the song, Oh Christmas Tree, Oh Christmas Tree. Jennifer, you and Chuck and I could be a better job of that. Anyway, that movie hit the theaters in October of 2004, and it was out on DVD before Christmas. So,
I think they changed the title to Didn't Survive the Box Office. Crashed and
Burned. Oh, Christmas Stink. Oh, Christmas Stink.
It wasn't bad. I saw it. It wasn't terrible.
No, you know what? At the end of the day, I think almost all movies are watchable, especially when they're on TV.
Except Howard the Duck. That one, I draw the line.
Well, but the Christmas movies usually can find an audience. If it's bad enough not to find an audience at Christmas time, then you know there's something wrong with it. At any rate, that's the way we get in. Christmas music, Christmas movies, that's our focus here on the Good Day meeting with Chucker every day. Movie Moments and our contest today, as in the feature, the number one movie this week in 2004. This is yesterday. Did we get the right answer yesterday? I'm trying to remember whether we did or we didn't.
No, we did not.
No, I don't think. Yeah, that was fairly easy. All right, so let's see what you do with this one. Help yourself. Certainly these don't have the staying power that some of the other movies are or do have. But, under the circumstances, a lot of people would have seen these at this time of year. So if this is the number one movie from this week in 2004, certainly it should ring a bell. Let's see what we do. 800-510-8255 reaches us. If you're the first person in and never have won a prize before on Movie Moments, then you'll be in great shape. If you can identify this movie, here's the first audio clip.
We're here for Frosty.
Here for Frosty. Do you get it, Chugger?
No, the voice.
No, he's another clue.
Another
All right,
clue.
Yeah, you do know the voice. Next clue.
Blair's coming home for Christmas.
Blair's coming home for Christmas.
And she expects to see a Christmas tree?
Yeah.
And a Frosty?
Of course.
Uh-huh. You might have thought it was the Blues Brothers, right? I think it's the same guys in it, isn't it? Aren't they the same guys in this movie, Chucker?
I'm not sure. I'm not...
Second Blues Brothers movie there. You don't know what it is yet. Okay, let's have the last audio clue.
We skip Christmas, save the money, and spend it on us for a change.
Wow. All right. I can't help you any more than that. Let's see if this is as blind. We're in the blind, all of us, including Chuck. And this is the number one movie during Christmas time, 2004, Chucker, which makes it even more important for us not to look foolish. 800-510-8255. We'll have the ID on this movie and Chucker's movie news in just a moment here on Good Day.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed. Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apples Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Hi, Chucker. What's happening in the world of movies, video, DVDs, etc.?
All right, Doug, you should like this. According to numerous reports, 20th Century Fox wants to start shooting the big screen version of 24, starting sometime in April when star Kiefer Sutherland has time on his schedule. Mark Baumbach, who wrote the movie Unstoppable and also Live Free or Die Hard, is reportedly turning in a new draft of the script. There's five directors on the studio shortlist, so hopefully we're going to see Jack Bauer on the big screen sometime in the next year and a half. I think that's really cool news for fans of 24.
I'm with Chloe here in Israel this week. She's traveling in this group that I'm in over here, so I'll ask her.
Find out the scoop on the movie.
I'll find out the scoop. I will, yeah. All right, what else, Chucker?
Sony planning to do a remake of Paul Verhoeven's Starship Troopers. I was a big fan of that film. I think that's a decent idea. And according to producer Kathleen Kennedy, Universal wants to do a Jurassic Park 4. They're waiting for a great script, although I hate to say it, it'll never be a great script for another Jurassic Park movie because it's basically redoing the original.
There will be a
Jurassic Park 4
eventually. I guess
eventually.
I should see Jurassic
Park 1.
Another
big payday. Hmm. Not me. Paul, what's the name of the movie? Hello, Paul.
Yeah.
What's the name of the movie, sir?
Christmas with the Crows.
Yeah, well, close enough. Christmas with the Cranks. We'll give you credit for that. You get the...